Well, surprise. It's actually, you know, standing up here today, it seems like there's more people. Seems like the lights are just a little bit brighter today. It's a little warmer. I was thinking about it. It's like I really like the game of baseball. And so when a minor league player gets called up,
okay, 当这些棒球队他们来打比赛的时候,
they always ask him, "Oh, what's different?"
Okay,我有人就问嘛，这个他们的比赛和别人的到底有什么不一样？
Yeah, so some of them always say, "Oh, the stadiums are bigger. There's more fans."
Okay,有人会说啊，因为他们比赛的球场那个是不一样，因为人观众很多或者怎么样。
Right, the uniforms are nicer material.
球队穿的制服也都是料子很好的。
The lights are brighter, there's more pressure.
灯光又更亮。
And then my personal favorite is the after game spread is much better.
对我来讲，我更觉得是那个比赛以后的这个这些活动就更美好。
So I have my during message spread right here.
这是我的。 大家给我预备的茶水，对对。
So it's an interesting story how I'm up here today.
Okay. 为什么他这个能够今天来到讲台上是一个很有趣的一件事情。
Usually, every year or maybe every 6 months, Mrs. Pong will hand me a schedule.
差不多每隔半年，校友姊妹会把一个我们服侍的这个侍奉的一个节目单排出来。
Yeah, and then she'll say, "Oh, you're okay to." To lead worship another 6 months, right?
然后他会就会来也问我们是不是你还愿意继续的带领服侍。
Oh yeah, I'm okay.
我一般来讲对我来说，我都会回答说是的，我愿意。
So this year I get the schedule.
但是到今年的时候，这个把这个节目单排出来的时候，我拿到它。
I look through it. I'm like, "Oh yeah, worship. Yeah, I feel like I should still be able to do that."
我看了看 ，OK， 这是每个月要来带领这个这里带领敬拜。我想要，这应该是没有问题的。
Yeah, and I see my name on one column that I, what? Just my name on one week.
但是我这，但是在另外一个地方，其中有一栏里头，我看到我的名字在那里，有一个星期是出现在那个里面，但是平常我从来也不注意那里。So,
but it's written in Chinese. And I can't really tell what it says.
那个栏目的那个栏目的标题是用中文写的，所以我不晓得那一栏是什么。
All those years in Chinese school really did me well.
所以尽管我学了这么多年的中文，但是还是不能认识。So
I asked Ken Yang. I was like, "What does this column say?"
所以我就去问赵武弟兄，我说这一栏到底是在说什么
？So obviously he laughs at me.
所以赵武弟兄看见那一栏以后就冲着我就笑。And
he says, "Speaking."
都说这是在讲道。
Or said, "Who, me?"
然后我头一个反应我就说，哎，怎么是我呢？
So you know, I've been praying since January. I think, what am I going to say?
从我知道这个安排以后，从一月份开始，我就为这个一直在这里祷告，就是到底要讲什么。
So I appreciate my brother's prayer.
我谢谢弟兄的刚才这续备弟兄的祷告。
So I ask as we continue today, please keep praying for me.
在我们今天下面的时间，请大家继续为我祷告。
I can see probably the kids are praying, "Short message, short message."
我希望这些年轻人一定是在想这个，希望这个信息能够短一点。
I'll see what I can do about that.
我会尽力。
So as I was praying about what to share today, I just kept thinking, "Who, me?"
但是在我准备信息的时候，我脑子里面一直是在想的这个，是我吗？是我吗？
And then I thought, "Oh, there's got to be somewhere in the Bible where these characters have the same type of feeling that I have when God's calling them for something."
所以我想圣经里面一定会有些这样的人物，他们有跟我现在所经所类似的感受。
So, I think you guys can probably think of many, but just a few obvious ones to me was.
每个人，我想我们大家都会有，都会能够想出几些某些人。我这里举出一两个例子。
Obviously, Moses.
我们大家都知道摩西。
You guys remember when God calls him to go back and tell Pharaoh, "Let my people go."
当神呼召摩西，让摩西带领这个以色列子民出埃及的时候
，And what does Moses say?
摩西的第一个反应是什么
？Basically, who me?
他说怎么能是我呢
？Right, and then he has all these excuses. Oh, I have a speech impediment. I can't talk.
他说我怎么能对法老讲话呢？我是一个笨口拙舌的人，怎么能是我呢
？But then, you know, at that time, I was like, I can identify with Moses.
所以。 我读那一段其实我觉得我现在我当时的想法是跟摩西是很认同的。
Mm-hmm. Then we have Jonah.
然后我们大家也都知道约拿。
Right, God tells Jonah to go to Nineveh.
当神跟约拿说起来往尼尼微大城去。
And what does he do?
那约拿做的是什么呢？
And he runs away, right?
约拿马上就逃跑了。
So basically, he didn't even have to say who me. Basically, it's in his actions. He's just like, what?
所以我们看见约拿一句话都没说，但是他的行动这全部都表现出来，就是说怎么能是我呢？所以他就逃避了。
Yeah, and then we all know the story about how Saul becomes Paul.
我们也大家都知道扫罗怎么样成为保罗。
He struck with a light from heaven.
因为他在大马色的路上被大光所照。
And then, who does God call?
那么神是怎么呼召他的？然后神是呼召谁呢？
Ananias, right?
神呼召了一个人叫亚拿尼亚。
And God says, Ananias, I want you to go.
他说，神跟亚拿尼亚说，亚拿尼亚，你起来。
Go and see Paul.
到直接去找一个人，他的名字叫扫罗。
And I think we can all identify with what Ananias basically feels.
我想我们大家都能够认同亚拿尼亚当时的心境。
Once again, it's like, what? Me?
他说怎么能是我呢？
So, you know, I think that there's many examples in the Bible. Jeremiah as well says, he says, I'm too young.
所以圣经里面我们可以还找到其他的例子，比如说耶利米说我还年轻，其他的例子。
So, in my personal life, I feel like I've had many moments of struggling with God in that sort of way.
对我个人来讲，我自己也经历过很多这样的时刻。
I've actually told the youth this story before, so they might be sick of it, but they can bear with me.
有一个例子我曾经是在年轻人当中讲过的，所以大家听过，请大家继续有耐心。
So when I was in college,
当我读大学的时候，
I had this type of moment of struggling before God.
我曾经有过一段时间跟神有一些在那里挣扎。
It's really weird because it was like I was on my way to a softball game.
在那一次时候是我在去要去看这个垒球赛。
I was actually playing it.
OK, 是打这个垒球赛。
Yeah, so it was I think it was Josh, Pong, myself and Alan.
那时候 OK, 有 Josh 和 Alan 还有我们三个人一起去的。
Yeah, and we got there early, so we were kind of hungry.
我们到了那个球场的时候还时间还早，所以我们觉得肚子有点饿。
So we thought, oh, what better place to get, you know, strength than McDonald's, right?
所以对于年轻人来讲，我们最想吃的东西一定那就是最后去了麦当劳。
So we pull up to McDonald's, we go in, and we're in line waiting to get food.
Yeah, 我们就到了麦当劳，把车停下，然后在那里排队。
For some reason, I'm like looking around.
但是那个时候不晓得是为什么，我就是在四顾的观望。
Yeah, and I turn around and I look outside and I see this McDonald's worker or employee sitting on the bench.
我就看见在麦当劳的外边有一个麦当劳的职工，是一个年轻人，他坐在这个外面的椅子上。
So I was thinking, that's weird. He looked, I don't know, a little depressed or something.
我看着他的时候，我觉得啊，他好像比较沮丧。
Maybe he didn't want to be working at McDonald's.
也许他并不想在麦当劳打工，或是怎么样。
But for some reason, I felt that I should go out there and I should share my faith with him.
但是我里面有一个感动，就是我要去跟他来，把我的信仰来跟他分享。
But then I was, you know, coming up with all these excuses in my head. God doesn't work in such crazy and preposterous ways.
但是我脑子里马上又被其他那念头就打断了，就是说神不可能是在用一个这样的一个方式，一个怪怪的一个方式来用我。
Who hears of stories of people sharing their faith in the McDonald's waiting in line, right?
都说有谁去会想到这有人去跟他分享福音，是因为他在麦当劳排队的时候这人得救呢？不，这不可能的。
Yeah, so I turned around and I look. Okay, which hamburger do I want?
所以我就把脑子转过来，我就去来试着哦，下面我要去要哪一种汉堡包或是怎么样
？Yeah, but you know God, He doesn't give up that easy, right?
但是我们大家都知道，神不会轻易的让我们放弃。
So He's like pressing it on my heart. You have to share.
所以我心里面这个感动就不断的来。加深就是我要跟这个外面这个人来跟他分享。
Yeah, so now okay, let's turn around, look at the guy again.
所以我就回头再看的时候。
And this time it's like God's like, okay, let's make it more obvious for you.
这时候我就觉得神好像是他对我说，让我这是神的感动，而且是神很清清楚楚的这样子来显明出来。
So it's very weird because the day was like, you know, it's like a normal Seattle day. It's overcast. It's not really rainy, but it's kind of, you know, gray.
那天就是典型的西雅图的天气，差不多就是这样子，阴云密布的样子，这个云彩很厚，也看不见太阳。
Yeah, so he's sitting on the bench, he's kind of looking down like he's sad, and then all of a sudden, the skies part.
那个年轻人是坐在麦当劳的外面椅子上面，是沮丧的坐在那里低着头，但是突然一下子，好像天就开了。
It's not like the skies parted over the University of Washington. It's like the skies parted like right like from this part of the bench to this part of the bench. It was really weird.
而且奇很奇妙的是，就是天开了，就是那一点一线阳光，就是照在这个年轻人的那个椅子上，坐在这个椅子这边到那边，
yeah.
就是那一个人在阳光底下。
So the sun shining on his face, and it's
所以你看见阳光照在他的脸上。
And then, you know, you're probably thinking, all right, stupid, go share your faith, right?
所以你会觉得应该是最好的时候我要去跟他分享福音。
But you know, I struggled so much with it.
但是我里面实在是挣扎是那样子大。
And I convinced myself, you know, I'm going to be late to my game.
所以我就觉得如果我要去跟那个人讲话的话，我肯定会这个我的比赛就要迟到。
So essentially, I told God, you know, somebody else, right?
所以我就跟神说，这一定是别人的事情。
So the third time I turned around.
然后第三次我就又转头转回来。
Skies were back to gray.
然后再去看的时候，这个天就阳光那个 moment 就过了。
The bench was empty.
那个人也走了。
And you know, I looked around. I was like, oh, maybe he went back inside to work.
等我再回头再找的时候，我想啊，那个人也许回到麦当劳去工作了。我再去试着再找这个人的话
，But yeah, I couldn't find him.
我就找不到他。
So it was as if the Lord said, you forfeited your chance.
所以好像神已经跟我说，你已经失去了你的机会了。
So I've had many times where God's like called me and I've been like, what? Me?
我有很多次都有这样的经历，就是感觉神对我有呼召，我里面有一直常常是有这样的犹豫，是我吗？
And you know, reading through the Bible, you know, the sense that I get is God's calling us today.
当我读圣经的时候，我里面的感动就是说神呼召我们。
God's calling his church today.
神也呼召教会。
Now he has, you know, maybe a big overarching calling for your life, like he wants you to be this or wants you to be that.
也许神对我们每一个人，你或我是每一个人，我们有一个大的不同的一个计划。
But you know, every day he has little callings.
但是神每天都有一个微小的呼召。
And you know, we can decide whether or not we want to pick it up and run with it.
但实在是取决于我们自己，我们到底是来呼应神的呼召，还是不呼应。
Or we can say, no, thank you.
我们可以呼应，我们也可以说啊，拒绝神。
So, and I thank God that through that experience, I learned a little bit about what grace is.
经历那一次以后，我对恩典有一个不同的认识。
Yeah, I mean, very easily God could have said, "You blew it, never again."
神可以很容易的说啊，你这次失败了，你这个人彻底就放弃了，彻底就不行了，放弃了。
But I'm thankful that the Lord's given me more opportunities.
但是感谢主，神不断地把机会赐给我。
And you know, I've blown it more than once.
我自己也知道，我不仅仅是这一次失败，我还有其他很多次失败。
Yeah. Actually, from sharing this, I probably thoroughly disqualified myself from ever sharing again.
所以我想跟大家分享了这些以后，我已经把自己完全晓得，我根本不够格站在这里。
But you know, God's patient with us.
但是神对我们每一个人有很大的耐心。
And I thank the Lord because He knows before He even asks us, He already knows what we're going to say, right?
我想神在他问我们、要求我们之前，他已经知道我们对他的要求会有什么样的反应了。
But He still asks us. So.
但是神仍然的忍耐着来忍耐着我们。
Okay, can we turn our Bibles to 2 Timothy?
所以我们一起来看一下圣经《提摩太后书》。
2 Timothy 1:9.
我们看提摩太后书的第一章第九节。
So the funny thing is, the way I imagine it is when people come up with messages, they usually have like a theme verse first.
我自己想象，当人来当我们有人在这台上分享信息的时候，它里面一定有一个很主要的一个最主要的主题的经节。
So, but Grace has been calling me and emailing me this week saying, "Oh, what's the topic of your message and what's the verse?"
So, 我里面一直在想哦，当要安排我来讲到的时候，我里面的这个主题应当是什么？那个最关键的经节应当是什么
？So it took me till yesterday because basically all I have is like random thoughts and things that I feel like God is kind of impressing in my heart. But it took a while for it all to kind of come together.
就是在过去的这个半年里面，我预备的时候，直到昨天我才好像才清楚的知道到底是哪一些经节。
So we'll read this first because I think it all narrows down to this.
我先来读这一经节，以后我们大家就会看到所有的事情都会在一起，
okay.
都会围绕着这些。
Can we read 2 Timothy 1:9 together?
我们来读提摩太后书第一章的第九节。
Okay. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which is granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. So basically, God has is calling us. He's got a holy calling for his people.
就像圣经说的，神以圣召来召我们。
So, you know, I was thinking, what sort of calling does God have for us?
但神给我们的圣召是什么？
I came up with, there's got to be a lot, but I came up with three things that God's kind of impressed on my heart.
在我心里面，我的感受是只有这方面的，有这三方面的圣召。
And the first one is, God is calling us out of darkness and into light.
第一个就是神召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明。
Can we turn to 1 Peter chapter 2, please?
我们看，来看彼得，彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 9.
彼得前书第二章的第九节。
And I'll read that for us. It says, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light."
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So, I think that there's two aspects to this calling out of darkness and into marvelous light.
这里有两方面讲到他召我们出黑暗入入光明。
First, he's calling, us to know him and to, accept him in as our personal savior.
第一，首先他召我们就是要来认识主，来接受他做我们个人的救主。
So, you know, I know that I am.Not a preacher or a gifted evangelist by any means.
我知道我自己还并不是一个有恩赐的一个传福音的人。
But I do know, that I have a Savior who, loves me more than I can even comprehend.
但是我实在是晓得我有一位救主，他这样的爱我实在是超乎我所能理解的。
You know, I know that we have, a Savior who is greater than our need.
而且我也知道我所有的这一位救主，他知道我一切的需要。
You know, bigger than our problems.
而且他也大过我所遇到的一切难处。
And understands us more than we even understand ourselves.
他远远的了解我，要远超过我对我自己的了解。
So I think that's the first aspect is, you know, God is calling us today to come to know Him personally.
所以神首先他来召我们是让我们来认识他。
Come out of darkness and into light.
就是让我们出黑暗入光明来认识他。
And then the second aspect of that is.This common term, you know, be in the world, but not of the world.
另外一方面，这里就是说，神召我们是要召我们在这个世界，却不属这个世界。
You guys ever had that experience where these terms are like, are used so often that you actually think like it's a Bible verse?
我们甚至不大家有时候遇到一些词组，我们觉得哦，那很自然的就觉得这样的，好像这个意思是出于圣经的。
I think I spent like half an hour trying to find that verse. I'm like, I know it's a Bible verse.
比如说我脑子里会想到，我知道这一节圣经，这句话是出于圣经的某一节，但是就在那拼命在翻开圣经在找。
So I found a few that kind of relate to it. So, but
这里有几节，比如说。
Anyways, can we turn to 1 John 2:15?
比如说，我们来看。约翰一书的三章。
This is a verse that God has often, pressed upon my heart.
这是我这一节圣经对我自己常常是使我感动的。
Okay, I'll read this verse. First John 2:15. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
约翰一书的二章十五节。不要爱世界和世界上的事，人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
So I think, this is God's calling for the church, which is to come out of the darkness into the light and do not love the world.
我想这是神对教会的呼召，出黑暗入光明，就是不要爱这个世界。
And I think God presses this on my heart, often.
神常常把这句话放在我的心里。
Because it's something that I struggle with.
因为这句话是我一直在挣扎着的。
Yeah, on the outside, I mean, there's...Many lovable things about the world, right?
这个并不是说是一些外在的这些事情。
Yeah, and I'm not even talking about, you know, loving a car or loving a house or loving clothing more than you love the Lord.
我说的并不是指这些车子、房子、衣服这些事情，你爱这些东西要爱过多于爱过神。
That's just, the world is very tricky. It gets you somehow.
但我所挣扎的不是这些事情，我所挣扎的是。
Right, like I think Connie might even admit that I'm a bit of a workaholic at times.
我想我太太最明白我实在是一个有一点工作狂的程度。
Yeah. It's probably a sickness. But you know, if you've ever beento a dinner with me, or you've ever been in any sort of conversation longer than, I don't know, half an hour, you might see me pull out my BlackBerry and do this, right?
所以你如果跟我一起吃过饭，或者是跟我一起待过超过半个小时的时候，你可能就会注意到，我会常常的拿出我的 BlackBerry 来看我到底有没有什么新的 email 或是这些事情。
Yeah, you know, falling in love with the world could just be falling in love with the security that your job gives you.Or you know, just various different things.
我们爱这个世界的表现，常常是可能就是我们过于注重于其他的这些事情来过于对神的注视。
I still remember it was many years ago. I don't even remember where it was, but Stephen Kong was sharing.
我记得前几年有一次江弟兄在我们当中。
And I don't even remember exactly what he was sharing about.
我甚至都忘了他所分享的那个题目是什么。
But I remember, like, it didn't really have to do with his message, but like, at one point, it felt like he just stopped in his tracks.
其实我记得江立兄所讲的时候，那一段话是跟的信息并没有什么太大关系。但那个时候我记得他突然停下来，他的信息。
Yeah. And I don't know if it was here or somewhere else, but it's basically the same type of setup where you have like.The younger people sitting on one side and that sort of stuff.
那时候我们差不多跟大家现在坐的位置差不多一样，是年轻人在这边。
Yeah, and he turns around and he looks like straight at the younger people.
这是江弟兄，他就停下他的信息，把身体转过来，单单的是对着，特别的是对着这些年轻的人。
Yeah, and he wasn't very emotional when he was speaking.
甚至他讲的时候也不是非常非常动感情的。
But he wasn't like on the verge of tears when he was speaking his regular message, but then like he looks over at the young people and he's like breaking down.
但是他转过来对年轻人讲的时候，尽管不是流着泪讲，但是确实很真诚。
And like it was one of the most sincere things I've ever heard a person say.
我觉得他是那样的真诚，是对我是从来没有感受过的。
He said, "My dear younger brothers and sisters."
他说我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Please do not love the world.
请不要爱这个世界。
And I remember it struck me because it wasn't what he was saying. I felt like God was looking me in the eye and saying, "Don't love the world."
我自己最受击打的，不是因着江弟兄说这个话，而是我觉得那个是神透过他借着来对我说这句话。
And you know what the sad thing is?
但使我悲哀的是
is that.Even though I was touched so much,
就是我被他所说的那句话是如此的感动。
I still struggle with falling in love with the world.
但我仍然在那里不停的在那里挣扎着要来不爱世界。
And you know, inevitably the world disappoints you.
我们大家都知道，你不管再怎么样的喜爱这个世界，最终世界的事情都会使我们失望。
But I'm foolish and stupid enough to believe, oh, maybe it'll be different this time.
但是我们却仍然的愚昧到这个程度，我们也不断的每次仍然要来试着来尝试，希望这次在世界上的某些事情使我们不至于再失望。
This is the heart that I want to have, to not love the world.
这个是我里面最就是要挣扎的，就是要来不要来这个爱不爱这个世界。
It's got to be the greatest trick that the enemy has.
我想这是。这是敌人在我身上的给我是最大的一个诡计。
Like he shows us the appetizers, but we can get like the good stuff if we wanted it.
他给让我们看见好像那里有一个什么美好的东西，来使我们因着那一个被吸引而不断的要试着去来得到。
So it's a lesson I think I'm learning, and hopefully we're all learning. But you know, it's a struggle.
这是我正在学的这个功课，也每次都是在挣扎的。希望我们每一个人也我知道我们每个有些人也都在学这样的功课。
Alright, so that's number one.
这是第一个功课。
Is I think that God's calling us out of darkness and into light.
这是出黑暗入奇妙光明对我的，这是第一个感觉。
Okay, number two.
第二个。
I think that what God is calling us is calling His church into action.
就是神呼召这个教会 是要来起来行动。
So, you know, brothers and sisters, I've been worshiping and serving amongst many of you for what, 12 years, 13 years maybe?
我想我在大家跟大家一起参加进行服事和敬拜差不多有12年。
Yeah. So I think over the years we can all agree that I've gotten fat.
我想我们大家都承认我们在过去的这12年里头我们大家都体重增加了很多。
So yeah, you know, I tried to put the shirt on today and it was a little bit of a struggle.
当我今天要系装领带的时候就觉得这个扣子是不是有点紧。
You know, some of the kids were saying, oh, you should do a PowerPoint presentation.
所以有人就跟我说啊，你应该其实应该用这个 PowerPoint 来。
That's a good thing, or else I had a before and after picture.
但是如果你要有一个这个你前后比较，十二年以前和以后的我这个体重的比较，你就会看到不一样。
That would be very sad. So, anyways, I think in our church.
但是我要说的是，在我们教会
，we are very good at stressing discipleship. No, learning the Bible.
我们对于学习圣经的知识是非常的好。
We are very good at saying, "Hey, come to our Bible study."
我们也非常的善于邀请人来参加查经班。
But you know, I think also a part of that is God's calling us to exercise our faith.
但是我更认识到神呼召我们不单单是来学习他的知识，也是更多的要来操练对他的认识。
You know, part of your general studies when you're in like middle school or high school or that sort of stuff is you have to take a PE course.
我们知道，当我们大家上小学或中学的时候，我们每个人都要上体育课。
Unless you're a cheater and you got a waiver signed or something.
除非你得到家长的许可或者老师特别许可，你才可以免体育课。
So in the same way, I think in our faith or the coursework of our Christian life, you have to exercise your faith.
所以我就想到，我们在基督徒学习这所有的功课里面，一定也会有体育课。
And then if you don't start exercising your faith early, you're exercising early in your faith. It's just sometimes it's just not the same.
如果我们从年轻的时候我们就没有来上这个属灵的体育课的话，和我们是不一样，上和不上是不一样的。
I've met some pretty athletic people who, you know, you look at them, you're like, oh, they could throw a baseball.
我遇到一些球员们，这个体育很擅长体育的人。
But if you don't grow up, you know, practicing throwing a baseball, it doesn't look the same.
但如果他们要不是因为他们从年轻的时候就开始不断的在那里操练，比如说扔这个球或者怎么样，他们长大了以后和操练和不操练是完全不一样的。
The funny thing is, we were playing in a volleyball league earlier.
早一点的时候，我们有一次在那打排球。
And then one time, we were playing a game. Somebody was videotaping it or something.
在我们打的时候，有人在那里在拍这个这摄影。
So Connie was looking at it, and she was saying, "Wow, do I really hit the ball like that?"
我太太就说，哎，我真的是这样打球的吗？
We're like, "Yeah. What did you think you looked like?"
所以我就说，哎，你看这录像的，这当然是了，这就是你就是这么打的。
Like in her mind, she's like, "Ah." Right. And then on tape, it's like, "Oh, it doesn't match." Right.
对，我们心里的感受是好像我们特别擅长似的，可是在录下来，好像其实和我们心里的以为是有很大差距的。
So there's some similar correlation there when we talk about how you have to exercise your faith.
对，所以这是一个很实际的例子，就是当我们自己以为我们的属灵的成长和我们真的能够操练出来属灵的成长是有很大差距的。
Yeah, like just simple things. Like I find like if we don't practice praying out loud early in our faith, it almost never happens.
所以如果我们不能够在我们信心起初的时候我们就来一个操练属灵的话，那么也许我们这一辈子都不会有机会来操练。
If we don't practice sharing the gospel or sharing our faith with people early in our faith, it almost never happens.
如果我们在年轻的时候，在我们刚做基督的时候，我们就没有来操练与人分享福音，也许我们这一辈子就不会与人分享福音。
I'm not saying that that's an absolute and that it'll never happen. I'm just saying that we often fall into habits and we're used to just not doing things right.
我并不是说你也许这一辈子你根本就不可能传福音，而是说如果我们年轻时候不来操练的话，很可能这样就成为一个我们的习惯。
So I think God is calling us today as a church to step up and be a church in action.
所以我想神对教会的呼召也包括就是让我们教会来起来行而起而行之。
Let's read a couple verses together.
让我们再来读几节经节。
Matthew chapter 25.
我们来看马太二十五章。新约马太福音的第二十五章。
Matthew 25, verses 31 through 40.
我们来看二十五章的第三十一节到第四十节。
I will read that for us. But when the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them from one another. And as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left, then the king will say to those on his right, Come. You who are blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me. Naked, you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, and thirst or thirsty, and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger invite you in, or naked and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? The king will answer and say to them, Truly I say to you, to the extent that you did it to one of these brothers of mine, even the least of them, you did it to me. And then, 1 John.
我们下面再来看约翰一书。
Chapter 3, verse 17 states.
第三章的第十七节。
But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him?
凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄穷乏，却塞住连续的心，爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢？
Okay, bear with me. Two more verses here. Isaiah 1:17 says, "Learn to do good, seek justice, reprove the ruthless, defend the orphan, plead for the widow."
以赛亚书的第一章十七节又这样说：“你当学习行善，寻求公平。”解救受欺压的，给孤儿伸冤，为寡妇辩屈。
And then Proverbs 31:8, I'm sorry.
像箴言的第三十一章的第八节。
And I think this is the message version of the Bible, but it says, "Open your mouths for the mute, and for the rights of all the unfortunate."
你当为哑巴开口，为一切孤独的伸冤。
So I think we all are aware and familiar with what's going or what has gone on and transpired in China with the earthquakes.
我们大家都知道最近在中国中国大陆所发生的这个四川的地震。
And I think it's very easy for us to identify.
对你我来讲，我们都很容易跟在那里的受灾的人认同。
Because maybe many of us have friends and family in China.
因为我们也许有朋友有亲友在那里。
Or if anything else, we can identify them because they're basically us, right?
至少我们跟他们认同，他们是我们的骨肉同胞。
And maybe many of us have extended our own energy, our own resources, our prayers, our time.
我想我们当中有不少人是为他们祷告，付上我们的时间、精力或者是金钱。
And all these things are great.
所有这些都是好事。
But you know, the world suffers so much more than just what's going on in China.
但是我们知道世界上不仅仅只是中国大陆因着地震有人在那里受苦。
You know, just before China, there was Myanmar, right?
我们知道就是在地震之前，我们也知道在缅甸那里有台风的灾难。
In this world, there's still human trafficking.
我们知道在那里时代仍然还有人在那里把人偷渡。
There's still a whole industry in this world of child prostitution.
我们也知道那里仍然很多地方还有这种有童妓这种事情。
Just even closer to home, I think if you read CNN on Friday, we found out that the unemployment rate in this nation is 5.5%, right?
就是在我们周围，我们也知道，最近 CNN 刚刚说，五月份的失业率现在达到了5.5%。
So, I read an article. It might have been the Wall Street Journal. It talked about in the state of California. It was talking about this one lady.
我记得我读了一篇文章，是讲到在加州的有一个妇女。
And so she lost her job, and so she couldn't pay for her home.
因为失业，所以就不能够再付的房子的租金。
She was a middle class citizen, had a decently paying job.
她有工作的时候，她差不多是应当属于美国的中产阶级，她也有很好的工作，很好的收入。
And now she's forced to live out of her car with her two golden retrievers.
现在她因为失去了工作以后，她就只能住在她自己的汽车里和她的两条狗为伴。
Actually, I think in the state of California, they're starting to open up these public parking lots.
我听说好像就在加州那里专门他有特别的停车场把它开辟出来。
They open up at 7 p.m. and then they kick everybody out at 7 a.m.
就是使这些住在车里的人可以晚上七点来住，但是到早上七点他们必须离开这个停车场。
Because the homeless rate amongst middle class citizens is starting to increase dramatically.
因为在这些无家可归人当中，曾经是中产阶级的人，现在是比例是越来越高。
Every year, parts of Western Washington floods and people have to evacuate their homes.
我们知道每年在华盛顿的西部都会有这个洪水在泛滥的情况。
There are many, needy and hungry amongst us, maybe even.
每次都会有人是因着这个就需要别人的救援，而且我们也知道有各种各样其他的需要人帮助的事情。
So, and the weird thing is, I've never been one who's really looked more outward.
我想我自己并不是一个外向的人。
I've never been particularly heavily burdened for anything that's really outside of anything that directly affects me.
我自己也并不是太这个关心太在意在周围其他别人的事情。
I know, it makes me sound really shallow, huh? But I mean, I've never really felt so burdened by the Lord.
我也并不常常的是，我也并不是说是一被神的感动的如此。
If you ask me if I cared,
如果你问我是不是我对那些人在乎
，if I cared for the needy,
我是不是对那些有需要的人是这样的在乎
，or if I wanted to help out,
或者我是如此的在乎，我就愿意来帮助他们。
I would say sure.
我会，你问我的话，我说 yeah, 我会愿意来帮助他们。
But was I ever active in looking out?
但是我是不是主动的来寻求这样的机会来试着来帮助人？
Not so much.
我想我不并不是这样的人。
And so, you know, I believe that the ultimate goal as Christians is for us to tell the world of what a wonderful Savior we have.
我知道我们作为基督徒，我们都有一个责任，就是要告诉世人，就是我们有一位多么好的、多么好的救主。
But you know, a lot of people come to know the Lord when they see His love.
我们知道很多人他们来到主的面前寻求主的一开始是他们来寻求爱。
When they see the church in action.
如果他们看见教会在行动。
So if we were to cut out portions of the Bible that had to talk about fighting for the injustice of this world, fighting for the needy and the poor, reaching out to them, this would be a very thin Bible.
我想我们如果把圣经里那些如何去为孤独的深渊为寡妇辩屈为这些寻求公义的事情我们把这些事情都能从圣经除去的话那么这圣经就只剩得很薄很薄。
So I just think that God's maybe calling us saying, just, let's just open up our eyes a little bit. I'm not saying that we're all going to storm the streets and, you know, we wouldn't even know what to do, would we?
我想圣经实在是呼召我们作为教会我们要起来行动。
But what can we do to stand up?And to be a church in action.
所以我们要需要思想，作为一个教会，我们应当在什么地方，我们应当起来，起而行之。
Okay. And lastly, I believe that that God is calling the church to do great things.
最后一点就是要讲神呼召我们出黑暗入光明，就是要呼召我们来做一些大的事情。
So I've been extremely guilty of putting God in a box.
我自己实在是觉得内疚，就是我常常把神放在一个盒子里面。
I've never expected God to do anything.
我自己从来不期望神在我身上能借助我能够做什么。
Other than, well, maybe I'll teach some Sunday school classes.
我对神的这个期望也只是说，哦，也许神用我教主人学而已。
I'll, maybe I'll share in youth worship once or twice.
或者是在青年人聚会里面分享个一两次。
Continue to help out with the youth group.
Yeah, 或者是帮一帮年轻人这样或那样。
But I've basically have limited God because I've never said, oh, God's ever going to do anything, you know, different.
因着我这样的心态，实际上我已经把神局限住了。
So, maybe we should define great because you guys might think I'm getting all crazy up here.
我想先把这个我所说的这个大的这个事情，这个伟大这件事情，先把它定义一下。
So, we all know that that the Christian life is like a big old paradox, right?
我们都知道每个人基督徒的生活是一个是的生命是一样是一个吊诡。
It's the first that are actually last.
我们常常都晓得这样，比如说在前的要在后。
It's the weak who are actually strong.
是软弱的就是刚强。
You have to die to live.
你必须要先死才能够活。
Yeah, you have to surrender to be victorious.
你只有降服，你才能够得胜。
So on and so on, things that just don't make sense, right?
好像这听下来，在世人的眼光里面，都是没有什么，都是互相矛盾的事情。
So, when you think about when I was thinking about doing great things for the Lord, I thought of two things. So let's turn to Luke chapter 2, verse 49.
我们先看路加福音二章。四十九节，这是当我想到神说我们 要做更大的事情的时候，是这节经节在我里面。路加福音二章四十九节。
Okay, then Luke 2:49 says, "And he said to me, 'Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my Father's house?'"
耶稣说：“为什么找我呢？岂不知我应当以我父的事。”
Yeah, and there's a, you know, basically be about my father's business. Can we also turn to Matthew 25?
我们再来看看马太二十五章那里。
And let's look at verse 21.
马太二十五章的二十一节是这样讲。
His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You are faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master."
主人说：“好，你这又良善又忠心的仆人。”你在不多的事上有忠心，我要把许多事派你管理，可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
So, I think this aspect of doing great things for God, number one, is you're about God's business all the time.
我这里想说的，为神行大事就是包括两点。第一点就是一定就是要来晓得什么是父的事，而且以父的事为念。
I don't think I've ever met anybody who's ever God's ever used to do great things for His kingdom that wasn't about God's business, right?
我想我还没有遇到任何一个神所用来行大事的人，他们的心里面并不以神的事为念的。
And the second aspect is being faithful to His calling.
第二个点就是不仅要以神的事为念，而且要忠心。
So, going back to the first point is God's calling us.
神召我们。
And then this aspect at the end is be faithful to His calling.
第二点，而且我们要忠于神对我们的呼召。
God will be the one that does the great things.
是神来行这个大事。
Make no mistake, God is about doing great things.
是，只是神才能够行大事。
You know, I think the greatest thing in the world is changing the hearts of people.
我想在这个世上能够做的最大的事情就是改变人心。
I used to think when I was younger, I want to see all these amazing things that God is going to do. You know, like lightning bolts from the sky, whatever.
我以前小的时候，我认为神所做的这些事情是大的，比如说是这个云柱、火柱，或者是空中打雷。
I think the most amazing thing I've ever seen is the Lord totally changing somebody's life.
但实际上，我现在认为神所做的最奇妙的事情，就是他能够把一个人的心能够完全的改变。
People who are angry and bitter.
有人曾经是这类愤怒的、苦毒的人。
Now very gentle people.
现在突然因着神在他身上的改变，他成为一个温柔的人。
People who are always grasping onto all their possessions.
有些人紧紧抓住他世上所拥有的东西不放的人。
God touches their heart, and now they're so generous.
因为神这样的改变他，所以他能够这样的这个慷慨，能够把一切事情都能够放下。
So, I love this story about Edward Kimball.
我很喜欢这一个故事，就是讲到 Edward Kimball 这一个人。
So he was actually a Sunday school teacher back in like the 1880s.
大概在一八多少年的时候，他那个时候是一个主日学的老师。
And he knew this the shoe salesman.
但是他在他的主日学上，他知道有一个人是个卖鞋的这个销售员。
And he felt compelled one day to share his faith with this shoe salesman.
他心里面是觉得这样的感动，他觉得他要跟这一个人，这个卖鞋的这个人来分享福音。
The shoe salesman ended up being D.L. Moody.
所以这个卖鞋的人因着他分享福音，最后这个人是谁？就是大家都很熟悉的穆迪。
That's great evangelist, right? Great Bible teacher.
是一个非常伟大的一个著名的一个圣经一个神所用的仆人。
Yeah, God used him to influence many lives.
因着穆迪，很多人都得救。
So I think as the story goes on, eventually there's like a chain that links to the fact that Billy Graham gets saved.
所以我们这因着穆迪带领某个人，然后某个人又带领谁谁谁，最后以这样子的一个链式反应，最后我们都晓得Billy Graham 是因着也得救了。
But it's like it's one faithful moment.
所以这是有一个人在那里忠心。
That God was able to do great things.
就因为那一个主日学老师的忠心，神就可以做这样大的事情。
So maybe in the world's eyes, it doesn't look like this this Edward Kimball did anything great.
所以在世人的眼里，也许这一个主日学老师在根本没有行什么大的事情。
But brothers and sisters, he did something great.
但是弟兄姐妹，他在神的面前的忠心就是一件大事。
He obeyed his Lord.
因为他顺服神在他心里的感动。
So, I kind of look at him like, wow.That's like my McDonald's story, except he actually did what God told him to do.
我实在是从他的例子，我想到这就是我在麦当劳那这个面前那个失败，实在是我失去了一个机会。
So the impression I want to leave with everybody today is God's calling us.
我要使大家晓得的就是神对我们每一个人都有呼召。
Don't just believe that this is what he has for us the rest of our life.
不要把我们现在对神仅仅的这一点点的经历，就认为这是神对我们所有的这一辈子就是这样子了。
Who knows when you leave here today, God could call you to do something.
我们要来倾听神。也许我们今天从这里离开的时候，神也许对我们心里面有一个不同的呼召，新的呼召。
Yeah, and you know, many of us will probably be like me and say no, thank you.
也许我们当中有人是跟我以前一样，会说啊，拒绝神对我们的呼召。
But let's start off by trying to listen to what God's calling us.
但愿我们从认真的来倾听神对我们说话来开始。
And then let's step out in faith and believe that if He calls us, that He's got something great in store.
而且站立在神所赐给我们的信心上面来行。
Okay. Last Saturday, the Postal Group had a praise night.
上个礼拜六，我们这个青年团契，我们有一个聚会。
And before, as they were planning, they sent me this link.
然后在他们这个他们在这个筹划这个聚会的时候，他们给了我一个网站。
It was to you know you guys know YouTube right?
我们大家都知道这个 YouTube 这个网站。
So there was this skit that another church had put on and they wanted you know me to look at it.
Okay. 所以有一个教会他们编了一个短剧，他们放在那里，他们让我来看。
So I'm sitting there at night. I'm just looking at it and it's like it's dark.
我在那里就看的时候。
And then I'm like, as I'm watching it, I'm like more and more like touched in my heart.
当我一边看的时候，我越来越就被这个短剧而感动。
And like by the end, I'm like clicking on it, I'm like crying.
到最后，当我在看的时候，我里面实际上是已经泪都流下来。
I was actually a little embarrassed, but and then I watched it again on Saturday.
当我礼拜六再看的时候
，And I was crying.
我仍然是被他的感动。
And you know, it's a skit about the gospel.
这是一个关于福音的短剧。
That's the wonderful thing about the wonderful thing about the gospel.
关于福音最美妙的事。
Is that it can still make you cry.
就是它仍然能每次都感动我们。
You know, like over and over again.
我每一次想到福音的事情，都是被它感动。
It's amazing. So I wanted them to come up and act the skit out because I think it gives us a good reminder of who's calling us, why He's calling us. That's how He fights for us.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神怎么样在为我们征战。
He's calling us today.
他呼召我们。
Out of darkness and into light.
呼召我们出黑暗入光明。
He stands and blocks off the world on our behalf.
他实在是在那里来护庇着我们。
He thought that they were fighting hard to get to her.
其实我们看见这些世界上这些事情是在那里要来夺取我们。
The enemy wants our souls.
因为敌人是要来得我们的灵魂。
The enemy wants us.
因为敌人要来得我们。
Thank God.
但是感谢主。